Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ted Santos, and I am your co-host for The Alchemist. And I am here with
Lori Miller of LGC Interior Design. So Ted and I met about 8 years ago, and I was at a pivotal point in my business. I had just restarted it after a serious illness, and I really wanted to take it to the next level. And Ted was an amazing business coach, and among a multitude of other things. And with an interior design business and a degree in counseling, he sort of helped me through leveraging my skills. And that's what we're here to do for you today. So I'm going to let Ted take this for a minute. Go ahead, Ted.
So The Alchemist is, so this is our first show. So welcome to The Alchemist. And alchemists, they say alchemists were the first and good. And you may have some skills that you've never used. So we're going to be talking about how do you transfer skills. Except before we get into that, you should probably know who we are. And on this show, we take phone calls. So I invite you all to call in. The phone number is 516-387-1640. Once again, that's 516-387-1640. So we'll be taking calls.
We have a call. I'm going to interrupt. We have a caller now.
Not yet. No, we're going to let them find out first who you and I are before we start taking calls. So,
hello.
Hi, okay. I am calling. I'm listening in.
Hi, okay.
Hello.
We're still we're doing our introduction. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sharon and I'm calling from Massapequa.
All right.
Before we engage you, I'd like Lori and I to introduce who we are. This is our first show. So, Lori, why don't you tell them a little bit about your professional background, right? Lori is out of, I jokingly always ask Lori if she's in jail today. So she'll tell you what that joke means. So she's not in jail right now, but she goes to jail often. So why don't you tell them about you, Lori, and why that's a running joke between you and I.
Yes, absolutely. So I initially started school with a degree in art, and I switched over to get a degree in counseling, and I actually ran the psych units at Rikers Island, and I've been there part-time for 30 years and with a degree in master's in counseling, and about 20 years ago, I started an interior design business, went back to school, and got my interior design degree, so I've been kind of juggling and managing both pretty successfully, and it's been a lot of fun.
Great.
So
great.
That's why we joke I'm in jail.
Okay.
And you, Ted, please tell a little bit about you.
Sure. So I'm Ted Santos, and the compliment between Lori and I, Lori has a degree in psychology. She's had her own practice, and she's had her own business. So she has an excellent background in human behavior, 1 million and 1 billion. And I invite them to these CEO roundtables where we talk CEO shop. And I always have a former CEO of the Fortune 500 who is also available. And we've had some real heavy hitters like former CEO of Chase Bank, Dun & Bradstreet, Harris Hotel and Casinos, New York Stock Exchange CEO. And so we've had some really big name people come through. So along with that, I do a lot of advisory work. So you could say I'm really in the business of producing miracles. So I work with CEOs who are looking to make some sort of quantum leap in the growth of their company. And oftentimes, it's a disruptive strategy, so it allows them to penetrate untapped markets and drive new revenue. It would be sort of like what Apple Computer did when they first made the iPod. That was an untapped market. They went from making $2,000 computers to making a little tiny device that could be sold for $125. And that means even a 13-year-old could buy that with their allowance. So I work with CEOs in creating disruptive strategies and then transforming their culture to be able to execute those strategies. So that means I have a very strong business background, and I have a very good understanding of human being, human nature, especially when it comes to transforming behavior and corporate culture. So I'm going to stop there, and that's kind of how we have gotten to our topic. You know, we are combining, Lori and I are combining our skill sets for this first one, and the show really is going to be a combination of the two. You know, how do you leverage transferable skills, dealing with business, dealing with the mindset of a person, and how do you get from where you are to where you are, and sometimes places where you've never been. And I think my voice is probably not transmitting very well.
Yeah, I think working from home, we're all having some wireless issues. So I don't know if, you know, it's a good connection or if you can move maybe to a different spot.
But you're breaking up also, so it may be the connection overall.
Oh, maybe.
We're both apparently breaking up.
Right. So if you can't hear us, we'll do our best to try and assist.
And even the caller, she was breaking up when she called. So maybe there's some connection. I'm doing well here.
Hello? Yes. Oh, much better. Yeah. Can everybody hear us?
Hi.
Or did I lose people?
No, I can hear Lori, but I can't hear the other guy.
Ted.
Sorry, Ted. Yeah.
All right. Can you hear? What if I speak now? Am I coming through?
Now you sound a lot better.
Yeah, a lot better.
It's a little fuzzy, but it's much clearer.
Thank you.
It's clearer. That's odd. Wow. But and I'm sorry, the caller, what's your name again?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon. Yeah, you're breaking up also, so this is very odd. Okay, so we'll leave it like this. This will, if I'm coming through better, we'll work it this way. So
sounds
Sharon,
good.
Good. What do you do for a living?
I'm in the healthcare field. I worked for.
Okay. All right. So you work in an industry that is probably busier than any other industry on the planet right now.
Oh, yes. I am no longer working in that industry, but I am connected with many, many people, and everyone is really like really stepping up at this time. Yep, they're at the forefront.
And how is this virus affecting you in your work, your professional life?
Oh, well, I'm not working as a result of it.
Okay, all right. So you're one of the people who working from home is not a solution.
Well, for right now, it's not, but for many years, I was working from home, and it's a great solution.
Okay, all right. So what did you do specifically in the healthcare industry?
I worked in quality assurance, ensuring that people were making the right decisions on how they adjudicated claims.
Interesting.
And so we were contracted with another healthcare industry to oversee how they were adjudicating the claims. What ended up happening with that is that they took that functionality and they put it overseas in the Philippines.
No kidding. That's possible. So it just formed. You were just doing quality assurance on forms, correct?
Well, yes, except we were doing on site for patient registration in the ER room, in the ER.
So I guess if we're talking about today, leveraging transferable skill sets, I mean, there's a lot of skill sets that go along with auditing and being on top of claims and paperwork and making sure people are getting proper care. And I think, I mean, for me, I would see that as transferring to any industry.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Sharon, is there an industry is there an industry that interests you that you're considering to transfer your skills to?
Well, I'm definitely opened right now. I would say that I'm thinking about somewhere in the medical field. Did you hear that? Is someone trying to call in?
No, it says 19 seconds before we have a commercial break.
No, the call, it wasn't set up for the full hour. It was set up only for 15 minutes, Debbie.
That should not be. Oh, we're having lots of technical difficulties here today, folks. Sorry, Sharon.
I'm going to
reset it up for another hour.
Oh, okay. And it's weird because actually I had no idea that this was going to be I would be listening to how you guys would coach someone, but I guess this is like a live one-on-one. So I want to thank you so much for leveraging your skill set to help me.
Well, you know what? Could you call back in about 5 minutes? Because I do this a lot with clients, so maybe we can help you and maybe even network you. So if you can call the same number in 5 minutes, that would be great. Okay?
I could try. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Okay.
We're still on, I think.
No. We're probably disconnected.
Nope, we're still on.
Okay, so it's going to disconnect in seconds.
I'm trying to create hi, folks. I'm trying to create a new episode. I don't know how to extend this.
No. You're going to have to go back to create, right? But here's what happened.
Wait, I'm going to end the session. Let me end it. Okay, go ahead.
All right. It's going to ask you when you want, which date you want to set it up for, right?
Right. Well, I have to do the whole thing again.
No. Listen. It's going to ask you for which date and time, right? So you'll put in the time, and the next box over is going to ask you how the duration of the show. And so it has a default of 15 minutes. If you don't put the actual